Today, more than 70 homes and buildings damaged or destroyed.
Good morning, folks. Our top story, and a catastrophic firestorm has ripped through parts of New South Wales.
Australia is gripped by weather extremes this morning. Darwin is cleaning up after tropical cyclone Marcus lashed the top.
Australian news headlines have been dominated by natural disasters the past few days. Many of those on the front line fighting fires or removing trees downed by cyclone Marcus are volunteers, quickly deployed to where there's need.
Certainly no loss of life, and that's something that we can all be very, very pleased about. But today is about saying thank you and just how proud we are of all of our CFA and our broader emergency services family.
It's estimated that nearly a quarter of a million Australians are emergency service volunteers. They're not paid, but are trained up to be ready to help protect remote and rural communities, places where it's just not practical or cost-effective to rely only on professional emergency workers.
The ability and the, I suppose, the premise of using volunteers in emergency situations is absolutely critical.
That's Chief Superintendent Kevin Walsh from Queensland's Fire and Emergency Services.
Not only for Australia, but certainly for ourselves here in Queensland, our volunteers provide additional capability and capacity that we wouldn't be able to afford or provide in terms of these types of crises. So the volunteer network and the volunteer people that we use in these areas and the skills that they bring to the local community is absolutely imperative.
And it's that volunteer network, which is one aspect of Australia's emergency responses, that PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill likes the sound of. And so he's tasked his Foreign Minister Rimbik Pato to meet with emergency officials from the state of Queensland. He's already had preliminary discussions.
We have a system, but as the Prime Minister said, he said we have, but they are not working as efficiently as they should. And the lessons to be learned, we have to learn from systems and institutions and structures that are working. And Queensland disaster management structures is something that has worked, and they have the municipalities and the different coordination points from which it has worked effectively. And we're looking to see how we can amalgamate the Papua New Guinea Disaster Management Office, Fire Service, some of those institutions which haven't quite delivered.
PNG has the 1984 Disaster Management Act, which established the National and Provincial Disaster Committees and the National Disaster Centre. It also has a Disaster Risk Management Plan, released in 2012. So why haven't disaster authorities delivered this time? The latest figures from the Disaster Centre show that only one third of nearly 150,000 people it deems to be food insecure have been reached in the Southern Highlands and Hela Province, more than 3 weeks after the deadly quake. Well, the Prime Minister says policy change is needed. Others think new legislation isn't the answer.
The Disaster Office is, over the years, has been poorly funded.
Patrick Pruite, the current opposition leader, was previously treasurer for Mr. O'Neill. He says financing is a big part of the problem.
And how do you expect a quick response from an organisation where has not been receiving sufficient attention and funding over the years?
But Foreign Minister Rimbik Pato says starting by removing bottlenecks in the command chain would go a long way.
We want to adopt or at least adapt the, you know, Queensland plans which deal with disaster management situations, using the locals that are on the ground, having the systems that we already have. For example, there could be, you know, rehearsal of this, ensure community preparedness because of the remoteness of the different areas of the country where these kind of disasters strike our people and institutions. So we're not saying we'll come up with adopt a completely new model, but we will adopt and adapt those that have worked elsewhere, who are close enough in proximity to PNG, so that we will have a system that is tailor-made, which has worked to work in our own community here.
The Governor of Oro Province, Gary Jufa, recently touted something similar.
What we need to do is ensure that every province has a disaster management centre.
I think that the philosophical point about a locally led recovery by local people, by the local communities, supported by a state or federal government, is a very powerful and, in my mind, the most effective means of doing it.
Queensland's Chief Superintendent Kevin Walsh again.
The people on the ground who are part of those communities know where their vulnerabilities are, know where the areas that need support, and know how to deliver that support.